And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. Tulsa welcomes 32 new U.S. citizens in a naturalization ceremony held at City Hall. The ceremony was the first held at City Hall, and the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says it's the first to be hosted by a city in Oklahoma. Mayor Bynum welcomed the new citizens.
It was emotional to get to see folks who have risked so much and been through so much to choose to live here in Tulsa.
The new citizens represent 23 countries from all around the world. A pickup truck leaves some Tulsans in the dark. The truck slammed into a power pole last night near Admiral and Utica. That crash knocked out power to the area. The pickup driver then ran away. The Union High School marching band will be Big Apple bound in 2020. The band was invited yesterday to perform in the 2020 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Between now and then, the band will be fundraising for that trip. The University of Tulsa is phasing out 40% of its programs. TU President Dr. Jerry Clancy says it is not as draconian as it may sound.
When we look carefully at the data, that 40% of programs involved only 6% of our students.
He says the students currently enrolled in those programs will be given a chance to graduate before the programs are discontinued. He says the education landscape is drastically changing, and this will better ensure that the university meets the needs of its students going forward with hands-on experience. KWGS is owned by the University of Tulsa. Tulsa police this morning are holding Matthew Thornbrew in connection with the fatal shooting of an accomplice. Authorities believe Angela Walker was helping Thornbrew burglarize a stalled car on Highway 75 when the car's owner suddenly showed. The owner and Thornbrew got into a fight, and police say Thornbrew's gun discharged, striking Walker. School guards may not always be the answer to making schools safe. At Ponca City, a former guard has been charged with sending and receiving nude photos. The exchange was with a 14-year-old freshman girl. Officials fear there may be more victims. Our weather forecast, sunny and mild today, 63 for a high. Right now, mostly clear and 37. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.